Hey guys, welcome to Love People and Make Money. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. I'm so glad I get to spend some time with you today. Before we jump into this episode, I do need to issue a profanity warning. I am swearing in this episode. I have marked the episode explicit, so I want to give you a little countdown so that if you have any little ears in the room and you're not wearing headphones, you can get those headphones on or find a time to listen when they're not around. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, no little ears, right? I've written a book with some co-authors, and the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, I'm going to say shit a lot in this episode and in the upcoming episodes where I'm interviewing my co-authors. I might even let the F word fly. So, yeah, that's why I have this little warning in the head of the episode. I'll put this warning on every episode where I swear. I don't always swear. So, you know. But this book, the name of the book is Get Past Your Shit. Yeah, you're going to hear the word. Shit means fears, insecurities, circumstances, limitations, perceived limitations, all the things you let stop you from doing what you want to do in your life and in your business. So rather than say fears, insecurities, circumstances, and perceived limitations, I just say shit. I'm inviting you through these interviews and through the book project to get past your shit. Whew! Let's go. Hey there, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. You're listening to episode number 64. This is the last co-author interview in my series for the book project. And while I didn't save anyone in particular for last, it was all based on like who booked their interviews when, I ended up wrapping up today with my good friend Tisha Lee. And, you know, Tish and I knew each other before we were in business together. We both lived in Northern Michigan. We met through friends at church. We were roommates a couple of different times over the years. First as single moms, and then later as empty nesters. Tisha has been she started out as my virtual assistant. Today she's on my online business manager. And she's my precious friend, collaborator on many things. I'm so happy to be coming to completion with Tisha as my last co-author conversation. So let's go talk to Tisha. All right, you guys, I'm joined now by my good friend Tisha Lee from ShiningSelf.com. Hey, Tisha.
Hello, Kelly.
So ShiningSelf.com, you have embraced a love for yourself like you have never done in your entire life over the last few years. And that's where Shining Self comes from. What do you want people to know about you?
Well, what I want people to know about me is I'm fat, fatter than I have ever been in my life. And I'm happier than I have ever been in my life. I used to think that I had to be thin because, well, let's face it, society tells us that a woman has to look a certain way to be beautiful. So I used to think that losing weight was the answer to finding love, to being able to travel, to be, you know, to put myself out there on video, to stand up and be a leader. I thought that, you know, losing weight was the answer to everything. Hint, it's not. Every single diet I tried, it did one thing. It left me hating myself even more than I already did, and it left me emptier on the inside. So, you know, fast forward to about 3 years ago when I basically said F you diet culture, ditched the scale, and just embraced myself for who I was. And that meant loving myself being fat. And that's what I'm so passionate about. And what I do a lot of over at Shining Self is just really encouraging and inspiring other women that you are okay just the way you are. And I want other women to just embrace themselves, take up space, comfortably and confidently, but most of all, unapologetically.
Nice. Smooth delivery of who you are and what you do and what you're about. I was trying to open up my TikTok to find out. you have over 3,000 followers on TikTok today,
Yes.
sharing your messages of self-love, body positivity, encouraging people to love their bodies. Way to go.
Thank
Like,
you.
ticked of all the things that a video, that a visual social media would be the medium that you stretch and grow and thrive in, is just so freaking amazing.
Yeah, I'm really like just the community of women that I am building over there. Oh my gosh, just like some of the messages that I get from women, and sometimes they'll leave a comment like on a video, but I've received several like private messages that women are just like, oh my gosh, I wish I had the confidence that you have. I'm not okay with my body. And like that's why I do what I do, because that just makes me sad. I think about, you know, I'm 45 right now, and like I said, up until 3 years ago, I hated my body. There was a point in time I wouldn't even look in the full length mirror because I hated what I saw. And I'm just like, I wasted so much time and missed out on so many things. And to hear other women say that, like, it just breaks my heart. I just want to like shake everybody and be like, no, you are so beautiful. Just see what I see in you.
We just came through the Stretch Yourself Challenge, which is all about content marketing. So, when you think about the content marketing you're doing over at shiningself.com, what are you most excited about?
I am so excited to bring to everybody the Loving Our Bodies and Owning Your Space virtual summit. It's coming up November 19th, and it's just all about embracing your body for, you know, what it looks like right now. And I'm just, again, because I'm so passionate about this message, and I feel like it's such an important message that just women everywhere need to hear. So I'm really excited about this.
Tisha, you're one of my co-authors in the Get Past Your Shit book project.
Yes.
Tell me why you were a yes to participating.
Because now a lot of what I share in that book doesn't talk about like the body image issues, but that is where my alcoholism stemmed from. I started drinking around the age of 13, and the reason that I did was just because I never felt like I fit in. I never felt like I was good enough. And what alcohol made me feel was, oh my God, I can do anything in the world. And I always said that if my struggles and everything that I've been through can help one person, then sharing my message is so worth it. So I used to be really embarrassed about the fact that I'm an alcoholic. I've now been sober for over 6 years, and I'm very thankful to be an alcoholic. And that seems really weird to say, but if I had not been an alcoholic and was finally willing to admit that I had a problem, I don't know that I would be where I am today. So just you know, wanting to share that story and leave somebody else just feeling inspired and hopeful and like they're not alone, that was why I was a hell yes to it.
I'm asking every co-author the same question. What was it like to work with Karen Crompton?
Oh my gosh, Karen was so amazing. And when, because like I obviously know the story so well because it's my story. So I can probably tell people the story in my sleep. So there was times that like because Karen hadn't heard the full story, like I would say something and just expect that like she knew more of what was in that part of the story. And obviously she didn't. So she was so great about just pulling other pieces of the story out. And she had made a comment about, you know, so often when somebody tells their story, like with me sharing about my alcoholism on social media and stuff, I often share point A, I'm an alcoholic. And then I share point B, sober for 6 years. And she's like, but there's so much in the middle that people don't know. So she was awesome about just pulling all that, you know, middle stuff out and just, oh, it's hard to put into words. Karen was phenomenal.
The book includes so many different examples of fears and insecurities and tough circumstances and perceived limitations and addictions and mental health concerns. And I'm so grateful for just the huge range of shit that's talked about in the book. Thank you for being part of it.
Thank you for letting me be a part of it. I'm honored.
What did you gain from the experience of writing it all?
Oh man, that's a tough question. Well, it inspired me to start writing my other story, which is going to be more about the body image issues and overcoming all that. But just, you know, when we step into our truth, it's scary, but to actually like put it into a book that's going out there to the world, that's really scary. But like what I learned from it again is just the whole, you know, I'm owning my truth, I'm owning my story. And that's an invitation by putting it out there with all the other amazing stories that are in the book. I feel like it's an invitation to others. Like maybe somebody's going to pick up this book who is, and maybe it's not even alcohol that, you know, they're struggling with. Maybe it's depression or, you know, some mental illness. And just by us being willing to put our stories and ourselves out there, it's an invitation for those others to be like, oh, wow, these people are getting past their shit. Maybe I really can too.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Just thinking about the impact that the book is going to have and the way that a reader will resonate with one co-author in a special way, probably with more than one.
Yeah.
The stories being so different and your willingness to be so honest. So you're writing more?
Yes.
When I read your chapter, I was like, whoa, this focused on that. I really thought it was going to be more about the body positivity. And I love the choice that you and Karen made in focus. And it's like, well, where is she going to tell that story? What do you want to create, Tisha?
I want to create a book and I titled it, well, the working title that I have in my mind is a title that I used when I spoke at a virtual event a while ago, From Self-Hate to Body Positive Runway Model or something like that. I don't remember, but I'm really excited about that because I actually, when we had talked about the book project, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to share, you know, the body positivity story because it's so important. And then like Karen and I started talking and just like the whole alcoholism thing came out. And I was like, okay, well, obviously this is the message that is meant to be shared in this book. So
are you thinking about a book that you write that's all about you? Or are you thinking about something where you invite other people to participate?
I had thought about doing like a collaborative book project. And then I'm like, keep it easy. So
you've been involved in this one.
Yes. So
I know this, you know how it is when you have a baby.
Yeah.
And you're in labor and you're like, I'm never doing this again. Ever, ever, yes. Ever, ever. And then you're holding the baby and you're like, aw. And then the baby starts to walk and you're like, I want another one. Like that I see where people heal up and go back for another dip, but right now I'm still in the place of no.
Right.
No. This was amazing, awesome, rewarding. It creates exactly what I want in the world, and I feel very complete in the realm of creating a collaborative book project. Couldn't have done it without support from the
Well,
team.
yeah, I was going to say, I don't think a lot of people understand because they weren't behind the scenes. A lot goes into putting something together like this.
Yeah. Oh gosh, Tisha, thank you for being part of it. Thank you for being open and vulnerable. I know you, what you and I share in common is we're telling a story that involves more than us.
Yes.
And so here's the sweet Pete, my stepdad. We have lunch every week, and a month or so ago, he's like, "What are you up to?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, the book project is going to manuscript and getting proofed." And he's like, "Oh, you wrote another book." And then it hit me. I don't want you to read this book.
Right.
And I just like, I made it, I blew it off, and then I haven't brought it up again. Because my sweet stepdad, loved my mother.
Right.
And he didn't, I mean, he came into my life, as after I was fully grown, fully cooked, out of the house a long time. So he has no idea what my childhood was like or what my mother was like. And he, being that he's 80 and he treasures all of his memories of her, I have no desire to educate him on the evils of my mother. I just
Right.
don't want to. So I don't ever want him to see it. And he won't, because he's not on the internet. And unless I bring the book in front of him, he'll never know a thing about it. But even my
Right.
step, so yeah, he'll never see it or be hurt by it. But there's other people who might read it who will feel pain about my mentioning them. And not even like, because I don't point fingers or lay blame at anyone's door, but the story is there. How do you feel about members of your family picking up a copy?
I'm nervous. And, no names were mentioned, but people, like you said, Kelly, they're gonna read it and they will feel pain. Everything that's in the book, people know, but as worried as I am about like how some people are going to react, I'm most worried about my son. Sorry. He had a pretty rough life with me as an alcoholic, so I'm just really, for it to be out there for the whole world, I'm kind of worried about how he's going to react.
Does he know about the book project?
No.
How do you want to approach that?
I mean, I think he's been so supportive my whole life, anyways, that I think he'll be okay with it and nothing bad, I mean, I just share bits and pieces about things, but probably should have a conversation with him before Thursday.
I think, yeah, when I think I've always been impressed at your son's encouragement
Yeah.
and grace where your
Grace.
alcoholism has
Yeah.
been concerned, especially as a child of alcoholics. I can guarantee if I were your child, I wouldn't have been so graceful in my reaction
Yeah.
to things. He's a good guy.
He is. Well,
Well,
I did not expect that to happen. Jesus.
it's interesting because yeah, now it's like, oh wow, I just realized this possible impact, and now what do I want to do about it?
Yeah.
This book has been sitting around my house in draft form for several weeks. My son has not picked it up. There's nothing in this story that he hasn't lived in full color, but I don't know. Gosh, sometimes I wish he would read something I write.
Right.
She's so like me. Like, if I just don't care, I just don't care. Like,
Right.
and I feel like he's like, that's nice, mom. Like it's like the constant running joke in my life with him is that, you know, I'm having fun with my little internet friends. You know, have fun with your little friends, mom.
Right.
Look, you wrote a book with your little friends. It doesn't actually mean it. It's meant to be humorous, and I take
Yeah.
it as humorous. I know he respects what I do. But yeah, I think I would have a faint feeling if he actually picked it up and read it.
Right.
Oh, Tisha, thank you so much for making time to talk with me today. Thanks for being part of the book project.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
May this story and the next story that you write have a huge impact in the world.
Thank you, Kelly.
Hey there, welcome back. Wrapping up this episode number 64 of Love People and Make Money. You guys, if you haven't bought your copy of the book yet, go to getpastyourshit.com. Go get the Kindle version for just $2.99. Come back to the website, claim your group coaching intensive gift from me. I can't wait. I know a bunch of you are listening to this in time to participate in the live group coaching intensive. That's going to be amazing. Many of you will be listening after it's held, and so you'll be claiming access to the self-study version of the workshop. And it'll be just as good that way, I promise. One of the questions that has come through is a really good one, and that is, will I be offering this as a private coaching program? And I'm intrigued by the question. I think I would actually really like to offer it as a private coaching program. If somebody wanted to go through the Get Past Your Shit coaching intensive privately with one-on-one calls, I'm a hell yes. So, chances are really good that an offer for that is going to be coming out. It probably in early 2021, because at this time of the year, I'm not looking to add anything new to my schedule. September was the Stretch Yourself Challenge. That was really big, big and awesome. October, launching the book project. November, I'm going to be running the group coaching intensive. December, I'm going to do a whole lot of nothing. Saying that makes me giggle, for sure. And I want you to hold me accountable to it because I have as much a tendency as the next person to fill downtime with new projects. And I do not want to fall for that this time. I want December to be a season of rest and gratitude and peace and celebration and just feel the completion of it all. I came into 2020 really wanting to be clear about everything I do, made a lot of choices through the year to fine-tune and hone in on that. And the completion I'm going to celebrate in December, it deserves some time. Really does. If I rush off to the next big project, I'm not giving myself a chance to really feel the completion. I don't have to stuff every minute with another project. I don't. I'm preaching to myself right now. And if it helps you too, yay. All right. Thanks for spending this time with me. Thank you for spending the time with all of the book project co-authors. Please, if you have enjoyed the book, leave a review on Amazon. Share it with someone you love. You know, I've put all the focus on telling you about the Kindle. There is a paperback version of the book available on Amazon. You can search for it. It's $14.99. It would make a great gift if you want to bless somebody in your life. man, I care about you. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Now, go love people and make money.